Have you ever heard of what a bully is? You know what it is? Now, you don't go to actual school, but usually in schools, there are actual bullies. And I've noticed they're actually jealous of other kids. That's why they're bullies. And back when I was a kid, back in Africa, there was a girl that didn't like me. I don't know why. So every now and again, she'd bully me, and then in between, she'd bully someone else. And then, I don't know why, she was shorter than me, and I was one of the tallest, second tallest in my class. And sometimes, I mean, I would be minding my own business with my friend, and then she, anyway, so one time she says, I'm going to get you after class, and I'm going to bash you up. And I ran home because my teacher let us out first, and I ran all the way to my aunt's house, panting, she's going to hit me. I didn't want to get hit by her. Well, then the next day, the teachers let us out, and they let her out first, and she was standing there waiting for me. She was going to hit me. And so she kicked me. But you know what? I used to do ballet. I was a good kicker. And I just kept kicking with my long legs until she left me. And that night her mother called and said, my daughter's black and blue all over. Well, not far from where I live in Africa, years later, somebody else, a little boy, was also being picked on. They bashed him up. I don't know his whole story. I just know that they picked on this little boy a lot, and they bashed him up so badly. He came home one day very badly injured. And you know what? Today, he's the richest man in the world. Did you know that? Now, I know of somebody else who was bullied. He was such a nice person. You must tell me if you know who this person is. He healed people. He raised people from the dead. Yes, Jesus was a wonderful person. He was only good, and he was so popular. People wanted to listen to him, but there were some people who were jealous about him, and they bullied him ever since he was little because he was always good. They were always bullying him and bullying him, and you know what? He knew that one day they were going to kill him, but he still kept on being kind to everybody, and Jesus was, they grabbed him one night. They hit him so badly. He had cuts all over his body. They hit him a lot. They put something on his head. What did they put on his head? A crown of thorns. And they poked it in his head. And he was bleeding. And they even hit him on the head with a stick. He was in so much pain because these people were bullies. And they were the fancy leaders of the church. They were the leaders. They weren't even... They would walk around in their fancy clothes all the time, and they were so jealous of Jesus. Then they wanted to kill Jesus and put him on a cross. And Jesus was so weak because all night they'd been bashing him up, and the soldiers were laughing at him and teasing him. And then they put him on the cross. Remember? Do you remember how they put him on the cross? Hey? Yes. And they put nails in his hands. They poked a nail right through his hands, a big, thick nail. And the other prisoners that were there screamed and were swearing, but Jesus didn't. He was just like, and he just kept praying to God. And then they bashed nails in this one, and then they bashed nails in his feet. And then they picked up the cross, and they dropped it in a big hole, and pow, like this, and his hands just tore, and he just lay there. And you know what those bullies were doing? They weren't satisfied. They were laughing at him. Look at him. They said, he trusted in God. Let him trust in him. Let God help him now. They were just mocking him. And Jesus was just, he was just so sad because he loved even those people that were mean to him. Well, this happened. This started at 9 o'clock in the morning. And at 12 o'clock, you know what happened at 12 o'clock? All of a sudden, the people started getting scared because darkness covered the world. Just dark, pitch dark. Close your eyes like this. You couldn't see anything. And the people were so scared because maybe he was God, because he said he was God. Maybe he was. Everything was dark. They went home and they were feeling so terrible. They were just groveling on the ground because they couldn't see where they were going to go. And then as time went on, Jesus was nearly at the end. He says, I thirst. And someone was nearby. They said, kind of the darkness went away a little bit. They said, don't give him anything. Just let's see if God will come and help him. And because he had called out to God, remember that? Well, anyway, and then he died. And then they're just watching. Normally, people took a long time to die on the cross. And then they heard rumbling. Rumbling. Like, what's going on? What's going on? All of a sudden, the world started shaking. A huge, huge earthquake happened. And the mountains were moving and rocks were coming down. And they were terrified, terrified, terrified. They had been bullying Jesus all the time. But now look at all these things happening. They were so scared. These horrible bullies were so scared. And then Jesus died. Remember the whole story, how he died? And what happened when those rocks fell, even dead people came out of their graves. And then on the Sunday, the dead people were walking around. And you know, those big bullies were scared of Jesus, even though he was dead. They said, what's going to happen? And then what happened on Sunday morning? Because he rose again. And what happened to those bullies? They were really scared. They never slept one night in peace because of what they had done. And what's going to happen one day? Jesus is coming in the sky soon one day. And do you know what's going to happen? Those bullies are going to be raised from the dead and they're going to see Jesus coming. And guess what? They're going to be terrified again because that's who they killed, the King of Kings. Who is Jesus? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes. And do you pray for him? Do you pray to him every day? Pray to God? Yes. And do you ask God to help you to be a good person? Yes. You can pray for the Holy Spirit to come in your heart. Yes, so that you'll be ready. Do you want to be ready when Jesus comes? Yeah, me too. Okay. All right, we're going to sing a song for you because Jesus' disciples asked him, please teach us to pray. And he taught them something to pray. And we were going to sing. And I hope Ella is going to sing. And Ella and your grandpa, Gramps can come, and Daddy can come and help sing as well. We're going to sing a song for you all.